This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today just to thank you and to praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I'm ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. I'm ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. I'm ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for hiding behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Lord, for thy glory this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Hallelujah, Lord, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward here today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God today, amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like for you to go to the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 42 through 44, and also 2 Peter 3, verses 8 through 10. And the word of God reads like this: But beloved, don't forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. In Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord, hallelujah, what hour your Lord will is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allow his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. just for the next few minutes, excuse me, God's willing, hallelujah, want you to pray for me and with me as I bring forth the word of God today. Today we're going to be talking about, ready or not, Jesus is coming back again. Ready or not, Jesus is coming back again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, Jesus Christ is coming back, but he has given sinners time to repent and turn to him. He has given the church time to get right, right those things that are not of the Lord. Others may not believe in Christ's return, but we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, should live with the realization that time is short and that we have an important work to do. We know that time is short because some of Christ's return signs are being fulfilled today. Sin is increasing at an alarming rate like never before. And the love of many of the believers in Christ are steadily decreasing. Same-sex marriages and relationships are widely accepted now. Some people who claim to be Christ is leading many people astray. I tell you, excuse me, that this world is in his last days. And there are the signs of the time and the signs that Christ's return is at hand. Again, we are talking about, ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming again. The coming of Christ will be swift and sudden, and there will be no opportunities for last-minute repentance or bargaining. That is why it is very important that we make the right choice today, because it will determine our everlasting, eternal destiny. Even though, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening to me today, it may seem like Christ's return is far away, we have to always keep this in mind, that one day is as 1,000 years to the Lord. We never know when that day may be. We may not be physically living on planet Earth when Christ returns, but we never know when death is just around the corner. We need to be sure that our soul is anchored in the Lord. We have to make sure that we have swept around our own front door before we try to sweep around others. We have to be sure that we are spreading the good news of the gospel so that the lost souls can be saved before it is too late. Again, we are talking about, ready or not, Jesus is coming back again. In Matthew 24:44, it says, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. Here is something for every person to think about. Are you living a life for today only, with no regards for the Lord's return and the accounting that he will demand we all should live each day with an eye on that future day, according to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16, that says, for the Lord himself descend from heaven with his shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 17 says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Ready or not? Jesus coming back again. We will be blessed if the Master finds us ready when he comes. The question may be asked, will Jesus find faith on the earth? So to be ready for Christ's return, we have to make sure that he is our master, our Lord and Savior, being involved in serving him all day, every day, and living a life as if you expect his soon coming. You see, we can't live any kind of way, one foot in the world and one foot in the church. As believers of Christ, we ought to have a made-up mind. Our heart has to be set. We have to be determined to walk this Christian journey out. And then we'll be like Paul at the end of our journey. If our name is called, we must be ready and have a testimony. I have finished my course. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. As believers in Christ, we should view ourselves as stewards who have been entrusted with time, money, and abilities, which we are to use for our master's kingdom work. We should be ready for the Lord's return, because when he comes, he will judge everyone. Set our sight. God, the Lord, will judge. So be ready. Ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. You see, in Luke 12, verse 40, it says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Excuse me. The question again may be asked to my fellow believers in Jesus Christ. Are you slumbering? Are you spiritually drowsy? Jesus Christ is coming again, a second time, and that much is certain and is true. You see, in Hebrew 9, verse 28, and so it says, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, to those who eagerly wait for him a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Listen, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are waiting for our master the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, to return. And he has commanded us to be ready, to be dressed ready for service in God's kingdom. Again, the key is readiness. Jesus Christ made it perfectly clear that in a ready Christian life, there is no place for either natural or spiritual laziness. Rather, that he or she should be ready for doing God's service. Listen, we have been drafted in as children of God into the army of God to work in his kingdom, to produce fruit, hallelujah, to make disciples of men and women in these last and evil days that we are living in. Ready or not, coming back again. You see in 1 Peter 3 and 15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. This is a very important state of readiness, because Jesus Christ should hold a very special central place in your heart as well as mine. And as a result of this, we should always be ready to give an answer to those who see something in you that calls them to ask about your hopefulness. Yes, I'm reminded, like the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he is coming back again. You see, from the beginning of the New Testament church, in the book of Acts, the foundation was set. Hallelujah. The New Testament church believed in the literal return of Christ and the establishment of his millennial kingdom, that day long for the day when Christ would come and gather his church unto himself. For them, Christ's return would be foundational to every doctrine and practice within the New Testament church. And they believed his return would bring about every doctrine, ultimately, fulfillment would happen. Christ, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that is our set examples. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for us to die to self on a daily basis, pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Not just on Sunday mornings, not just during midweek service, no, every day of the week. There's somebody that is looking at you and looking at me as believers in Christ, Christians that is watching our life. That's why our video have to line up with our audio. In other words, people, if you say it, they have to see you walking out in your life. Because people is looking. They're looking for a hope. They're looking for something that is tangible, that they can hold on to. They're looking to see if what you're saying is that what you're doing. So it's very important. It's like Jesus is our set example. But we as followers of his must be an example to our family, our friends, and everyone else that is carrying the name of a Christian, a believer of Christ. Hallelujah. Ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. The Apostle Paul warns Timothy that in the last days people would not endure sound doctrine, but instead they would seek teachers who would say what they want to hear and not what they need. We are living in a time in 2019 that we're actually seeing it happen. Church folks, believers in Christ, are flocking to those that is preaching to itching ears, preaching a message like the Burger King way, to what they want to hear, not accountable for their sins or their action. A motivational speech to motivate them instead of giving them a word in spiritual season that would change lives, bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is needed at this hour. This message about Jesus Christ is coming again. It's not a popular one, because people don't want to hear about their sin. People don't want to. Even believers in Christ don't want to give up their wicked ways. Because the Bible says that men love evil deeds, like to live in darkness. But you see, as believers in Christ, we're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be reaching out to those that don't have no hope and let them know that there is hope. That's why our light has to be a witness to those that are watching us. Hallelujah. Without any doubt, we are living in such a time when the preaching of the whole counsel of God, especially Christ's return, is coming again, has become scarce in the land. In other words, people shying away from the message, from the full counsel of God. They are watering down the gospel to satisfy people in their actions. But you see, we have to preach the word. Paul told Timothy, preach the word. Be in season and out. Preach it, whether they want to hear it or not. Preach sound doctrine, because it's the word of God. The word of God is like a two-edged sword, piercing down to our soul and marrow. It's a discerner of the contents of our heart. It will cut us when we are not in right standing with God. It will bring us to a place of conviction when we as believers is out of the will of God. So the word is very important. Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand. You see, today there are many preachers and false teachers that seems ready to turn the hope of Christ's return into nothing more than a theology argument concerning whether or not the teaching of the Bible on this matter should be taken literally or fictitiously, or even if he will return at all. See, one thing about it, the word of God don't change. If God said it, believe it. God is not like man or the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, it's cemented in stone. He shall bring it to pass. That's why the Bible says for us to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To all ministers of the gospel, whether just starting out or veterans, preach the word. Preach it, whether they want to hear it or not. Just preach the word. Preach the word. Whether you fill a room or you empty it out, preach the word of God, because we'll be accountable for what we say in accordance with God's word. We are talking about, ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. But according to the teaching of the New Testament, other than proclaiming the gospel of salvation, there is no more important doctrine than the coming again of Jesus Christ. It is very debatable according to people's opinion. But if Jesus said it, he reminded the disciples, the apostles, those that was with him before he went up. When they seen him going up, he told them that he'll be back again. So he said it, and I believe he's coming back sooner than what we think. The signs of the time is all around us. By Jesus Christ coming back, Jesus will bring God's promises of redemption into complete and total fulfillment. We will no longer just talk about the streets of gold. We will actually walk on them if we endure all the way to the end. Stay in the faith. Look up, because your Redeemer draws nigh. If you're not right with God at this hour, it's time to get right. See, Isaiah 1 and 18 says, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool." We will no longer simply talk about Jesus. We will talk with him face to face. And his own hand will gently wipe every tear from every eye. We will not only talk about sin, our loved ones who have gone on before, we will be together with them for eternity without ever again experiencing a simple moment of separation from God. As believers of Christ, it's so important to stay fixed up, tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God, to be encouraged and exalted in these days these even dark days that we are living in. Because ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. Hallelujah. Are we a sleeping church in a hell-bound world? God's prophetic coming down to the appointed hour. See, only God knows the time, the hour, the minute, the second when he will send his son back to planet Earth, to rapture the church, to take him home to a place. See, in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. If you don't believe it, listen. Hallelujah. Ready or not, Christ is coming back again. If you don't believe it, listen to the latest news reports or read the morning paper, the newspaper. Scriptures are being filled at this hour with signs, prophecies, and promises of Christ's return. You see, the signs of Jesus coming back are everywhere. Yet the silence of the church, the churches, is having a deaf ear when it comes to proclaiming, to preaching the vital truth of the scriptures. You see, stumbling preachers and sleeping saints need to wake up to the reality that Jesus Christ is coming back, and is coming maybe sooner than any of us realize. But while we're waiting, we must be on our post, stay in our lane, and do what God has called us to do. You see, the reason why is because in the meantime, millions of people are perishing on a daily basis without the knowledge of the gospel or the hope that is coming is being offered. How it must grieve the heart of God to look at a sleeping church in a hell-bound world. So we must, believers in Christ, we must do our part to reach those that is less fortunate than we are. Blow the trumpet of Zion and let the people know there's a better way. Jesus is the way. He's the truth. And he's the light. In Luke 21, verse 36, it says that Jesus said, watch therefore, keep alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place. Hallelujah. And each and every one of us must stand before the Son of Man to give an accountability for our life. Ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. Hallelujah. Just for a reminder to let you know that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert, sober. Let us be witnesses today, every day, to let people know that Jesus Christ, he's coming back again. You see, we are witnesses today in 2019. We are witnessing the fulfillment of manifold signs and prophecies about the Lord Jesus Christ returning again. Being a witness carries great responsibilities because of the church, our failure to bear witness to prophetic. You see, the world is ready to follow any leader, whether good or bad, who does right or wrong, including the ones who offer empty promises in the days that we are living in. Churches will be required to confess that ultimate sin at the judgment seat of Christ. Today, again in 2019, we are witnessing to a great resurgence, a revival of the gospel among the Jewish people who are embracing Jesus Christ as their Messiah in great numbers, not same since the time of Pentecost. We are witnessing of a hatred throughout our culture for the name of Christ and his word, as well as a hatred towards those who preach Jesus, uplifting his name. We are also witnessing to the martyr of thousands of Christians, even millions, who are laying down their life in third world country for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. A lot of them, even in the Middle East, they are under the tight hand of militant Islam and other groups. Hallelujah. We're all witnessing today of attempts to create a one world government and a one world economic. We're also witnessing, technically, as well as physically, we are seeing and witnessing the great falling away of so many churches that are embracing false teaching and unbiblical practices. This have all prophesied. Scriptures are being fulfilled, and we're actually seeing the manifestation taking place. Church, saints of God, believers in Christ, all those that are listening to this teaching today. Ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back. Again, the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, a young preacher of the Lord, in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul is encouraging Timothy and place a charge upon him in his life. Timothy, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and long suffering and instruction. Christians truly believe that Christ will return soon. They would be preaching it from the housetop and would be racing to the highways and byways to witness the gospel to the lost before the age of grace comes to a close. Ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. You see, belief in the second coming of Jesus Christ has always been considered one of the fundamentals of our faith. Christians of every denomination have agreed on this fact, that Jesus Christ is coming back again. He is coming back to this planet Earth. He's coming back physically, visually, bodily, and personally. Again, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Saints of God, believers in Christ, all those in radio land, ready or not, Jesus Christ is coming back again. Remember, believers in Christ, we are called to always be ready, because Jesus may return at any moment. We don't know the hour, the minute, or the second, but we know that he's coming back again. But while we are waiting, we are to be faithful in doing the task, the assignment that God has assigned for us to do, that the Lord have given us to do. We must don't wait on nobody else. Do our part, that God may get the glory as we reach out, get out of self, go beyond the four walls of a building or the comfort of our home, go to the highways and byways, and let people know Jesus, he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful today as we brought forth this teaching. That, Lord, that this teaching will not return to you, Lord. That the word of God fell on good ground. It will bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings into people's lives. We are so grateful and thankful because without your help, we realize we can't do nothing. But we know, Father God, when man says it's impossible, everything is possible with God to them that believe. The Bible says, if we believe it, we shall receive it. It also says, for us not to be weary in well-doing, because if we faint not, we shall receive the promises of God. And the promises of God in him is yea, and in him is amen. Listen, you don't have no trouble. All you need is faith in God. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the hour to get right with God. This is the, put it off long enough. If after hearing this teaching and the word of God touched you in your heart, hallelujah, it have touched you to the place to where you know it was God talking to you. Don't push it aside, that burning in your heart. Hallelujah. It's not a feeling. It is God trying to knock. Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. You see, he won't force his way in. You have to open up the door and let him in. See, the Bible says that if we repent, if we acknowledge the fact that we are a sinner, and we come to Jesus just the way we are, toe down from the flow up, don't know which way to go. We done tried everything else. Now it's time to try Jesus. Now it's time to ask him to help you as you repent with a sincere heart. Come to the foot of the cross. You cry out to him and let him know you need help. God is right there with open arms. According to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, in Romans 10:13, it says, whosoever shall believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is a free invitation given to all mankind. Can't do it for you. Your mother or father can't do it for you. Nobody else can do it for you. Only you can ask the Lord freely to come into your life, clean you up, turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Then you become a candidate. Hallelujah. You are accepting the beloved family of God. Grace and mercy will be extended to you here today. And if you do that, I'll be the first to say, welcome to the beloved family of God. You are now able to get benefits. God, each and every day, as he sees fit, top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We are thankful for his grace, his mercy, and his love each and every day. Now you're in right standing with God. Get involved in a Bible-believing church. Do it quick and in a hurry. Get involved in an assembly of believers that's believing the same thing according to the Word of God. Place that you may grow in the things of God, that you become a disciple of Christ and be able to reach out and help somebody along the way. God will reward you. But we must be faithful in the little things. And then he will promote and elevate you into bigger things. God is good. Yes, he is. He's good, more good to us than we are of ourselves. Yes, we serve a merciful God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, bless God. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that took place here today. We're ever so grateful and thankful because you are a good God. You're a God that is able and willing to meet our each and every need. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave us through the holiday technology of the internet. Hallelujah, Lord, to bring forth the Word of God today. We thank you, Lord, that the Word of God will not return to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we believe that we are teaching and preaching locally, but we are reaching globally in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that whoever will listen to this teaching, hallelujah, that the anointing is upon it, and the anointing will draw people unto thyself. Because the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. Let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, as we go about this day, Lord. I'm asking continuously to crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm asking you, Lord, to help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. I'm asking your precious Father to open up doors that no man can shut, close up doors that no man can open on the spiritual level. In the name of Jesus, bless every man of God, every woman of God that has determination in 2019 to just keep promoting the gospel, lifting up the name of Jesus, that souls may be saved. Hallelujah! Those that is bound may be set free. Those that have lingered out there may have gotten weak. Father God, through the preaching of the Word of God, encouragement will come. You know, David says, he had to encourage himself in the Lord, and there'll be times that we as believers in Christ must encourage ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah, and in the things of God, because we know that hallelujah, that God be for us, who or what can be against us, in the name of Jesus. Meet each and every need, underneath the sound of my voice, honor each and every request, and Father God will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I also ask you to watch those that are, hallelujah, in this time of celebration, that we know, hallelujah, Lord, that your hand of protection will be upon them, upon our lovers, our friends, and all those that we may not know, but we lift up Father God your divine protection. Now we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for continuously to meet our each and every need according to Philippians 4. And hallelujah, 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And hallelujah, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, precious Father, I'm so thankful today. I'm grateful today, Lord, for everything. Hallelujah, Lord, for what you have done, will do, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, let us stay on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, let us go forth, precious Father, of knowing that, hallelujah, Lord, that God is with us, of knowing, Father God, that you want to use us as your mouthpiece, your hands and feet. We are the clay. You are the potter, shapers and molders into the vessels that you want us to be. From this day forward, in Jesus' name, we claim it and we agree that it is done for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. Just presence of Apostle Dudley Tebow. Hallelujah. 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 With Busting Loose and Faith Ministries. If you have any questions or you want to get in touch with us, amen, the address is P.O. Box 711144, Houston, Texas, 77271. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, that you just continuously pray for us and with us. Amen. That God will continuously groom us and keep us. Hallelujah. Give us messages that will be encouragement to those that will hear it. Hallelujah. Now after listening to the word of God, then do the word of God. Amen. It won't profit you if you just sit on it. No, you work the word, and the word will work for you. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. God's willing. Jesus Terry. Amen. We'll meet again. We'll meet again on Friday. Amen. God is good, and He's worthy to be praised. God bless you. Is our prayer.